What sort of future do you think we're heading for? How will we live as we slip into the 21st century?
Welcome to Forecast. I'm Tom Merritt.
And I'm Scott Johnson.
And this is the show where we will accurately predict exactly what is going to happen in the future with a couple of guests.
Yeah. Or is it? Do we make a claim of accuracy? Do we have to back that up, or are we okay?
Maybe I should back out of that. Is there some sort of puffery law or something that protects you from claims like that, right?
Yeah, I think there's some sort of puffery something. If I knew what that was, I could probably expound on it.
Puffery, actually just a modern term for sedition.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
it's illegal.
Yeah. The puffery is illegal. Oh, so it's a law that goes against me. Darn.
Yeah, there's no puffery exemption. No, quite the opposite.
That voice, my friends, is MC Frontalot, progenitor and still final boss of Nerdcore Hip Hop. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Appreciate it's great to have you here. Can we call you Damien? Does it have to be MC? How do you prefer that?
Well, now that you've said it.
The cat is out of the bag.
And is the last name Frontalot? Is it French? Or?
No. We'll leave that gag to Mr. Colbert.
All right. Well said. Also giggling in the background there is Jonathan Colton, singer, songwriter, and internet superstar. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for agreeing to do this. We're very excited. This is our fourth run at predictions. And so far, no one has gotten anything right. Nothing's come true yet.
Actually, but on the other hand, none of the things that have been predicted have definitively not ever happened.
Correct.
That's a good point. And the prediction from some of our listeners that we would one day have the two geekiest people in music on the show is coming true as we speak. So hold on to yourselves. This is important. This is an impressive feat on our part.
And we do like to listen to the listeners. We got some email predictions. We got some stuff on the blogs. Brian in Raleigh, North Carolina wrote and said, "The people who today are dying at age 80 spent some of the most vulnerable years of their life before the invention of penicillin and modern medicine. I predict that in the next 50 years, we will perfect and widely distribute nanobots that continuously repair aged and damaged tissues in your body, as well as eliminate diseases and cancers. These nanobots combined with the rest of modern medicine will enable Generation Y to live to at least age 150.
But do you want to live that long? I mean, 150 years old, by then you're just sort of a raisin. Unless that stuff makes you not only, you know, be healthy, but look healthy.
Well, of course you would employ anti-raisin nanobots.
Yeah. I think you underestimate the power of nanobots to make you feel young and fresh.
All right. I hadn't thought of it that way.
The real issue here is not like how awesome nanobots are going to be. We can all agree that nanobots are going to be awesome. The issue is, I think, that we need to rein in some of our optimism about how the nanobots are going to be developed by the current nanobot patent holders, because the actual fact of it is 150 years from now, we're all still going to be dropping dead at 89 years old exactly, just that our penises are going to be like 14 miles wide and hard like a tree trunk. And the nanobots will... abs. Oh, and our hair will be thick and luscious at 89 when we die.
That's true. Priorities.
Wow. I don't know if I'm more afraid about who holds the patents or that you have that kind of knowledge about what's going to happen.
It's not a prediction. It's knowledge.
Yeah. That's impressive. Well, I look forward to that with great anticipation when that happens. We got a comment on the blog that I thought was kind of interesting. It's not necessarily something about the future, but it kind of is. It's a nice little compliment. This came to us from Satchmo Bevins, which I can only assume is his real name. It says the following. As I predicted, another great podcast. What you guys and all of the other podcasters are doing is so akin to the beginning of the age of radio. You've created an atmosphere just like that again. I'm thrilled to be around to experience it. In a way, that's a way of saying, look, we've accomplished something in podcasting that perhaps the early progenitors of radio thought, you know, it was a cool idea. Now it's kind of happening again. This is like a new awakening for audio content. So I'll take that compliment. Thanks, Satchmo.
Thanks, Satchmo. And now to Henry Prelin and his strings in the Viper Room.
Brought to you by Lucky Strike Cigarettes.
That's Austin.
All right, let's get into the short-term predictions. These are predictions of what we think will happen in the next few years. Could be in your area of expertise, could be just crazy sci-fi stuff, whatever. These are probably the more practical of our predictions for this session. Let's start with you, Mr. Colton. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. 5 years, within 5 years, somebody will successfully create a synthetic organism.
Wow.
Synthetic organism.
Synthetic organism that's a sentient being, or you just mean like a worm-like creature, or what are your expect?
I think worm is a little optimistic. I think we're talking bacteria, but I think we're close enough that I put some money on the 5-year window for that.
Do we not have those now?
We can redo RNA, but we can't make it self-replicate yet. We can't get it inside of a cell wall and do all that, but we are pretty close.
Yeah, we can sort of make all the building blocks, or you know, many of them, but we can't actually make it, do anything useful.
So you think nanobots are going to keep us young? I can't believe how far behind the curve we are. I've got to stop watching science fiction. I thought for sure that there were huge different batches of bacteria and little single-celled organisms that have been made from scratch that, you know, turned your tobacco blue or made your
M&M's
glow in the dark.
We don't actually create that stuff. We just take bacteria that is already there and then we'd like mess with it to do it.
Genetically engineer it.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
Jonathan.
From scratch bacteria, which everyone knows is the tastiest kind of bacteria.
Yeah.
There'll be little boutique bacteria shops popping up all over.
That's right.
Jonathan, do you predict the use of said technology to be for good or for evil? Is this a chemical warfare problem we're facing, or will this be the thing that keeps us young and screw nanobots?
I think it's probably going to be for good. And, I think if you look back at the history of scientific advancements, you got to expect there's going to be some sort of accident here or there.
Yeah,
or maybe
yeah.
some leakage into the bad side of things. But I think for the most part, the first thing that gets made is going to be, well, first of all, it's not going to be very interesting. It's not going to do anything. It's going to prove a point, and then it's going to self-destruct. But soon after that, who knows? They're going to do some sort of toxic cleanup bug or CO2 scrubbing bug, or there are a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, that sounds like a Jonathan Colton song, actually. I'm just, all this you've said.
Yes, and within 5 years, I'll write a song about it.
All right.
I've got the CO2 scrubbing bug. I'm bitten. Like that?
I thought you could only rap. That was amazing.
Would you write a few more foxtrots?
That's another prediction.
I've written about 45 foxtrots, but I should write some more. You're right.
Oh. Yeah.
I predict within the next 2 years, Jonathan Colton will write another foxtrot.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
I'm going to call that one a safe.
So MC Frontalot, what do you say? What say you for the next 5 years, 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, something like that?
Well, I've also been thinking about environmental apocalypse. I'm going to say that we're going to hit some kind of a tipping point with it. It's going to be so nasty that worldwide meat farming is going to be largely wiped out. And
all right.
That by 6.5 years from now, and you can write that down based on today's date, there will be more than half of the meat consumed by Americans will be vat-grown meat. That's my prediction.
Wow.
That's what I thought you meant when you said meat farming at first, till you said it would be wiped out. I thought you were talking about vat farming. So what you're saying is the growing of the animals is going to get wiped out.
I mean, traditional cattle ranching and such.
Traditional animal husbandry. Its days are numbered.
Animal husbandry is on its way out. And vat-grown meat is going to be on its way in.
Wow.
Now, if I understand it, one of the ways that they can grow protein and vat meat is secretions of bacteria, right?
Right. We're combining the two predictions.
Oh, we should work together, Frontalot.
Yeah.
I also got to say, I think that the CO2 scrubbing from scratch bacteria sounds just so succulent and excellent. And that's probably how they're going to go. But usually when I think about that, I just assume that it's going to be done in more like the American or Japanese fashion of building a giant robot that flies around in the atmosphere, swallowing CO2 and shitting out lovely
microbes or whatever. All right, I'm sold. I'm sold on this idea.
That's you know that the atmosphere cleaning robot is flying overhead, even though it's too far away to see, because there's like a fine mist of diamonds come sprinkling down on your head, and you're like, oh, thanks, robot.
Look at the rainbow trail, mommy.
I'm going to collect these and glue them onto a stick and have a nail file.
Wow. Now, I have a question about your vat-grown meat. Do you think that vat-grown meat is going to be a step forward or backward in deliciousness?
Well, what's your starting point? I'm going to say that all of it's going to be a step back from your like Times Square porterhouse circa 1945. But from Whopper Jr., I think where it's going to be a step forward, because right now those are mostly like hooves, entrails, and soy filler.
So Sizzler, like a Sizzler steakhouse, might be like your middle ground. That might be your center.
Yeah, I think what Sizzler's going to sell is the vat grown meat that has the like grain simulated, and then the whole exterior of the steak is basically just going to be like decoration. It's going to look like an old steak, but
well, we've seen this with the McRib, haven't we?
In a way,
right, it's like McRibs are going to be what everyone eats essentially.
Yeah. Vat. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh no! I'm wondering if we'll see new takes, like in addition to the Sizzler sort of fake, you know, like it's a porterhouse, you know, except we spelled it, you know, without an E at the end, so that we won't get sued. But will we see like, you know, brand new flavors trying to build themselves as better than anything, you know?
Yes, but not initially in the dinner realm. These things will be
blueberry steak
at the. The stuff will be more like your convenience counter, like where the Slim Jims are now, which are just really only very tenuously meat.
Yeah, barely.
To start with. Those are going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe it's not Sinew, you know, and it'll be in like, it's like, it was born in the clover shape. Now you know, give it to your young ones to gnaw upon.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to the other
white meat.
Yeah. I know is for Sizzler anyway, it doesn't quite roll off the tongue to say all you can eat genetically engineered steak and genetically engineered shrimp. That just doesn't roll off the tongue. But I assume all meats like shrimp and cod and fish and all of that fall under the category of vat creation under your
as soon as the vat technology has come along far enough, yes.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Snap to a Slim Bacillus.
Yeah, I like your
And I don't think genetically engineered is going to feature prominently on the menu. I think the boys in branding are going to give it around.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be steak, STAKE or something.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
All right.
Invest in trademarks of words that sound like steak right now. I heard it from me.
Steakish.
Down the road. Steakish. See if the Steakums... copyright is expiring.
Oh, they're going to be positioned well for this, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll re-up.
All right, on to the long-term predictions. These are the long-term sci-fi, weird, strange, turn your world upside down sorts of things that we think, 50-100 year sort of direction. Frontalot, we'll kick it back to you for this one.
All right, I'm going to predict that in what we're talking about, like 40 centuries from now.
Sure.
In
50 to 100 years, so.
Oh, he said centuries? Oh, yeah, that's a long time. We still have that coming.
That's the long term. We're talking midterm.
Yeah.
Just like 60 years from now?
Sure.
I'm going to put this on the line here. So also, again, note today's date. Because in 68 years, not merely the most popular, but the only instrument heard in popular music will be the oboe.
Wow. That's a feature I am afraid of.
It sounds as though I've pulled that out of my bottom, but all current trends have been calculated. I put them into a spreadsheet. I used the newest version of Excel, so I'm quite certain that my findings are correct.
Your numbers are good. Yeah. So if it came from your bottom, didn't fall out of it like a giant farming robot. I just want to make that clear.
When an oboe is in a bottom, it is placed there carefully and extracted carefully as well.
All right.
And played carefully.
Very carefully.
Played gingerly.
And you're saying we're trending oboe from what you can see looking at current.
We will trend oboe. We're going to trend towards and away from oboe repeatedly. The strains will intertwine and form a bizarre double helix of histories, machinations. We'll find ourselves listening only to the oboe in our waning years.
So the big marks on the history of music will be things like multi-track recording, the T-Pain voice modulation, and oboes.
There'll be time cover stories like The Oboe, Who'd Have Guessed It, and maybe some enterprising intern bot at Time Magazine will look up this podcast or a transcription thereof and find out that I predicted it.
It'll be a picture of you on that story. Who'd have guessed it? And then a picture of you. It's like, well, yeah, MC Frontalot did.
Precisely 68 years from now. That's true.
And cornered the market on oboes shortly thereafter.
Oboe-ums. I've trademarked oboe-ums for the genetically vat-grown oboes that are likely to predominate at the time.
Now you said oboe would dominate popular music. Does that mean that...
Like what you hear on the radio.
When you're playing a guitar, you'll become unpopular? Like, it'll just change that whole dynamic? Like, the guy who goes out to the quad to pick up chicks, he'll just be shunned for the oboe player?
That's right.
No, that'll just be classical music.
Classical.
Oh, yeah.
Sexier.
Classical it'll music, have like Led follower. Zeppelin.
Right. Yeah, so it'll always have its followers. Somebody somewhere will be fighting for that to come back and to be there. But we've learned that, you know, Whitesnake is done. That's not coming back. It had its time. Oboes are here to stay. I use Whitesnake all the time as a comparison for all sorts of things, so pardon me. But
he's so dreamy with the way he dresses in that beard, and he plays the oboe.
Oh, it's hot.
That beard.
Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Bearded oboe players will rule the earth. All right, Mr. Colton, what is your long-term prediction?
100 years. I'm not going to make a precise prediction because I don't have that data in front of me. But I'm going to say within 100 years, machine president.
Wow.
Machine president. Nice.
I like it.
Yeah.
What do you think is the major event that causes us as a society to rewrite the Constitution to make the robot president legal? What leads up to the robot president?
I'll tell you, here's the succession of events as I see it. You know, first of all, we are gonna have the creation of machine intelligence that equals human intelligence. And I'm talking about sentient piece of software running on a piece of hardware that passes the Turing test and for all intents and purposes seems to have a human-like intelligence. I think soon after that, it's only going to get better from there, and it's only going to be a matter of time before we say, geez, all these machine intelligences around us are actually quite a bit more trustworthy and intelligent and good at dealing with things than most of the people that we've elected as president of the United States. And I think it's going to be a quick turn from there. You know, we'll just make a slight modification, or we might not even really need to change the Constitution. We could just reinterpret it.
Well, yeah, I pulled it up really quick on the web. A candidate must be at least 35 years of age, natural-born citizen, and a resident of the U.S. for 14 years.
See, I feel like natural-born is going to be the part that either needs to be modified or worked around very carefully.
That word natural is problematic, yeah.
Yeah, the rest of it you could tweak. You could make the rest of that work. And I like this future because it means the president no longer has his finger on the button. He, in effect, is the button. And that
button.
Is cool.
And who wants to fuck with a president like that?
Yeah, it cuts out the middleman. It's much easier.
I will fly over there and explode you myself.
Yeah. Talk about diplomacy.
Yeah, you think he's coming for a little handshake and a little, you know, press opportunity, and it explodes in the middle of your conversation. Yeah. It's brilliant.
And he's backed up back in Washington, so he doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. We have three or four of them in the bunker. It's fine.
And he's probably going to have an in-air flight with the Japanese carbon-scrubbing robot at some point. That's going to be awesome.
Well, that'll be the Tokyo Accord.
Air Force One.
Kyoto 9 versus Presbot. So who would the machine president have an affair with?
Oh, good point. It depends on the kinds of sort of appliances we have at the time. Toasters?
I'm going to say Amazon.com.
Yeah, why not?
Can you fit all of Amazon.com under the desk in the Oval Office?
Maybe just buy the cigar from Amazon.
They have time. They'll design around that particular stumbling block.
Yeah, a Kindle will be the object of desire.
That's classy. I want to get back to the kind of machine president who reads and not this sort of cowboy bot kind of.
Yeah, it starts out innocently
in the
enough.
White House briefly.
Right, it starts out innocently. He's reading some sort of Dan Brown novel, and one thing leads to another, and before you know it, there's a huge impeachment hearing. And that's a beautiful beautiful. I almost said history, but I meant future. I'm very excited about our machine president. Yeah, I'll vote for him.
You know, I have to say, I demand that the machine president reveal his source code what is he hiding?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, he's going to be open source. You couldn't have a president who didn't release his source code. That's crazy. Well,
the Democrats will put up the open source one. He'll go down in flames.
Yeah.
Rove bot will magically show up on its server the night before the election and post "I am tech gay" all over.
Rove bot.
No proprietary president. Actually, I think I figured out a way around the natural born citizen while we were talking here. You have a machine chief justice to the Supreme Court.
Paved
the way.
Oh, I see.
And then this, of course, gets brought to the Supreme Court. The machine Supreme Court justice says, well, there's nothing unnatural about silicon. We are natural.
Not at all.
Born. Yeah. And they're, boom, precedent, machine president.
That's true. Yeah. And any humans who disagree will be vaporized.
That's a strong legal argument.
Or, you know, there was a story this week about how they might not be able to detect the Higgs boson because it would go back in time and actually wipe out the ability to detect it.
It's being renamed the John Connor particle.
Yeah. So maybe you just go back in time and wipe out anyone who would object.
Or just not fix not that sentence in the goddamn Constitution. I mean, it's gonna be simple about it.
One thing might be easier than the other. We don't know which is going to be easier. You know,
but they didn't even have data encryption back then. You just go up to the document, cross one thing out, scribble the other things.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's
no
true.
Problem.
Yeah. Yeah. An eraser. That's all we need.
I like it.
All right. On to the crazy-ass predictions. We need to think 10,000 years or just your wildest prediction. It could even be tomorrow, actually. But you got to get one that is a doozy. Jonathan will start
with you. A doozy. Oh,
we're talking like 10,000 years.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to say 10,000 years. Let's see. Yeah. 10,000 years. I think that you're not going to be able to see any physical trace of human civilization. And yet human civilization will continue to exist. It'll just be sort of gliding along silently and invisibly on the very substrate of the fabric of the universe.
Wow. So we won't exist in any physical form as we know it today. We'll have ascended essentially to something else. Is that your
theory? Exactly. We will graduate from this this reality, which I'm putting in quotes right now, obviously.
Yeah, sure. I can hear it.
We will then be the runners of the simulation, basically. We'll be running the simulation instead of just participating in it.
That's deep. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And daily life will be different sort of events, I assume. There'll be no need for public toilets. There'll be no music with oboes. None of that will matter at this point.
Well, if you want to live in a world where there are public toilets and oboes, you can do that. You'll be able to do that. You know, we'll all have our own completely customizable realities. We won't actually need to exist or be or communicate or anything. It'll just all be, we'll all be inside our heads and our heads will be everywhere.
Mm. Wait, I just cried a little bit.
Said that.
Is this going to be communally shared or are we really each an island in this?
No, I think optionally there will be some sharing, but it's also not completely necessary and you won't really know the difference all of the time.
Well, as I say, the idea of individual might just go away.
Yeah. Well, that's a possibility too. I hadn't considered that. Yeah.
Right. God, you know, that's so similar to what my prediction was going to be. Actually,
oh, no. You're just going to go ahead and agree with Jonathan there.
I'm just going to go ahead and agree with Jonathan on that one.
What's your crazy ass prediction? His.
Yeah. Maybe. No, I really, I did. True. I was.
If both of us think it, it's probably going to come true. Well,
yeah. Really. Jeez. Now I got to lobby to get him on board with oboes so that we can all enjoy the fine music of the oboe when we're 80.
And you're on the public toilet.
There's no reason anyone can't enjoy the fine music of an oboe anytime they want right now.
Well,
that will encourage people to start investigating oboe music and therefore make your prediction come true.
That's right. Well, actually, looking at the spreadsheet, it all starts with indie oboe resurgence in the late aughts, which we're currently in.
Is that what we're calling this decade? I've been trying to figure that out.
Yeah, well, you have a couple months left to call it that. Well, and then forever to refer back to it as that.
What I can't wait is for 12 years from now when we're in the 20s again.
Yeah, I mean, but that'll be the 20-aught 20 though, right? 20-aught 21, 20-aught 22. Yeah, it'll still be the aughts.
No, there's no
aughts. You wouldn't say 20-aught unless there was a 200.
Oh, yeah. That's for dumb people.
You're thinking of the year 20,000.
Yeah, 20. That's the 20-aughts. All right. 20-aughts.
So you want to? So you're not really going to go with Jonathan's prediction, are you? You've got something even crazier. You've got some kind of crazy rap utopia or something.
We call it Raptopia, and we're already there. Thank you.
All right. All right.
But I was thinking that there would be that the human organism would reach a state within about 10,000 years of collectivized thought that all our brains would be our feeble current time minds can only think of it as like networked the way your computers are networked, and but probably not as buggily. Like they would actually the electrical field created by our brain would mesh with the electrical field created by everyone else's brain, and every one of those would be powerful enough to kind of reach all the rest of them planet wide. And we would have our own thoughts and be aware of our sort of the boundaries of our physical body, but the way that brains function would very much rely on everyone else being alive and all the thoughts that they're having at the same time. I'm thinking if IQs continue to go up at the rate that they have over the last, and if the going up of the IQs continues to accelerate at the rate that it has over the last few hundred years, then maybe we'll just all be like those little short dudes with giant brains from Star Trek.
Oh, great. With a throbbing, veiny brain. I like that.
Yeah, throbbing, veiny. Look.
Yeah, throbbing and veiny.
With some sort of interconnection, huh?
I think that they would all naturally seek out like a way to share those neural processes, just because it's more, you get more computing power out of it. It's like the natural, it's a natural way for a machine like a brain to evolve, I think. It's kind of far in the future.
And we'll just be giant multi-core processor, basically.
The Borg. We'll be like the Borg. We'll fly in cubes.
We're gonna Borg that shit out.
Yeah, right. Yo, straight up.
And meanwhile, back at home, the poor, lonely, forgotten machine president.
Yep, playing his oboe quietly on the public toilet.
Living all alone.
Yeah. Eating fat meat.
Yep.
Humping his Kindle.
This is what I call the ultimate callback. I've never quite heard anything quite like it, but we should do this every show. It's brilliant. I like your... sign me up. I'm there. That's a good one. It's one that I think actually has some basis in natural science, and I think that I think we're so far off from that sort of thing. But hey, if you say 10,000 years, who knows?
Yeah, if you say 10, you can say any kind of wild-eyed nonsense and tack in 10,000 years on the front of it, and who's going to argue?
Yep, I agree.
Time travelers.
They would argue because they've been there.
They're a contentious bunch.
Yeah. Well, that's not how it's going to happen.
they're so douchey.
Those guys.
Yeah.
Plus, did you notice like none of them showed up for their cat and girl inspired time travelers convention in Boston the year before last?
Right. No. So nobody showed up. I remember hearing about the convention, but I never heard the results.
Or maybe everyone showed up.
Hard to say.
So that's the thing about it. They're so snotty. They're like, well, I can't really tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So they could have all showed up, but they're like, well, we can't really say we're time travelers.
I'm going to pretend I'm a drunk college student from the MIT dorm.
That's
no one will know the difference. Really, I'm Rothlore from the year 3 trillion.
Bunch of jerks, those guys.
They are.
Yeah.
Rothlore and his bastard friends.
Forward into time. All right. Let us then. Are we done with the crazy ass?
I don't know. Are we?
No,
I think those are both pretty crazy ass. I just think that I think we're left with a little bit of not so crazy with MC Frontalots, because
I like
his,
Jonathan's better. It's so romantic.
Well, his is romantic, but yours has kind of a crazy sort of reality to it that is striking me as maybe probably gonna happen. And too bad I won't be here to see it. Yeah.
All right.
Unless you have something more, Tom.
No. Let's move on to the four questions. This is the segment where we hit each of our guests. We don't hit them, actually.
No.
Ask them nicely, rapid-fire style, four questions about the future. You, as guests, are not allowed to stop and think, but just tap into the communal energy of the space-time continuum and answer from the gut. Give us, if not a more accurate prediction, at least an entertaining one. Jonathan Colton, are you sitting comfortably?
hold on. Okay, now I am.
All right. Here you go. Are you ready for your four questions?
I am ready.
You already asked him one. You asked him if he was sitting comfortably.
That's one.
Those questions are not part of the four questions. Here comes your first of the four questions. Code Monkey want what in 2010?
Retirement.
All right. I love that song. Don't get rid of that song.
As an independent web-based musician, what mainstream top 40 artist would you want to fight in the ring?
Oh, Lady Gaga, no question.
Oh.
only because I think I could probably take her.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a good choice. How soon will it be the future?
Oh, it's the future now. Wake up. Wake up, suckers.
It's already the past. What you said is the past already.
Yeah.
Wow.
The future is constantly becoming the past. That's what's so crazy.
Will you call your next record Wake Up, Suckers?
And finally, question number four. What manner of being will rule the Earth in the year 3000? Robot, monkey, or zombie?
Oh, you don't have bears on there?
Or bears. You can fill in the blank.
I'm going to say robot. I got to go with robot on that one. Zombies can't rule anything. And it's hard for monkeys are just too messy. They can't get it together.
How about a robot bear with a zombie monkey on its back? We can do
yes,
all
please. Things.
All right.
Yes, please.
Order up.
All right, my questions are for Adrian, a.k.a. MC Frontalot.
Adrian.
Who's Adrian?
Did I say Adrian?
That's good.
You've been watching Rocky?
Keep the confusion alive.
I was thinking,
I'll answer to anything.
The spawn of Satan is Adrian? No, Damien. Yes. What? All right. Moving on. Here is your first question. Who will be our first former rapping president?
First former rapping president? Oh, my God.
Assuming he's not a machine. We'll assume that for a minute.
God. I don't want to be ruled by any of the rappers who people would probably vote for. I'm just going to go out and predict one that probably wouldn't happen and say MF Doom is going to be in charge of this country in 26 years.
All right, it's a future I can sink my teeth into.
Serving as alderman and then city council head. And
all right.
President.
Nothing. Nobody with ice in their name. That's good. Moving on to the second question. Will we see MC Frontalot master tracks on Rock Band or Guitar Hero in the near future?
Of course.
Oh, well, that was easy. What? You kind of gave that away before the show. What conspiracy theory is most likely to someday be proved true?
Aluminum makes you Republican.
I knew it!
That's the first time I've heard of that one.
Well, they've been suppressing it. They've been suppressing all talk
of it.
I wouldn't be surprised if you...
Democrats.
Everyone.
Oh, the them.
I would be surprised, in fact, I'd be very surprised if this podcast makes it onto internet. It's going to be 404 the second that the powers that be hear that little gem.
Yeah, could be. And lastly, what will the final destiny of Canada be?
Absorption. But not into the United States. They're going to merge with Mexico and make us feel very uncomfortable.
Awesome.
We have you surrounded,
that is
awesome.
Yeah, that's a tight pair of briefs from our head to our toe. But that's great. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of Final Boss, and we had to do a little Canada joke there or Canada question. So,
well,
thank you for the inspiration.
My pleasure.
Yo.
All right. Well, thank you both for doing that. Anything you want to do, Tom, here to wrap this up?
Yes, I would like to say we're done. And it's time to wrap up. Jonathan Colton can be found at jonathancolton.com. Anything else you want to let people know about?
Nope. Everything comes from there. They can figure the rest out for themselves.
It is the font of all knowledge.
A wellspring.
Right.
Yeah.
It is, actually, yeah.
And also a font of much knowledge is frontalot.com, where you can find all the stuff about MC Frontalot. Anything else you want to add to that?
Sure, yeah. No, stop by frontalot.com. We've got weather information, traffic data, updates.
Up to date all the time.
Is it on the eights?
It's nuts. 24 hours a day, man. This is the future. And listen, the other thing is Nerdcore Rising, the movie that Nagin Farsad directed about nerdcore hip-hop and kind of featuring my band. It just got a big DVD release, and you can check that out at nerdcorerising.com. Or you can watch it on Netflix streaming instantly right now.
Which is where I saw it. It was great. I learned all about back problems and other things like that. But actually, it's a great documentary. I recommend it to everyone I talk to.
Right,
it's
on.
Good stuff. Yeah. And, and I'm glad to hear your back's better, for real.
Thanks. Yeah. It's pretty good lately, usually.
You know, he wasn't even thinking about it until you brought it up.
I know. I keep bringing it up because, you know, that movie's all I know. See, that movie makes it sound like you are an old man barely getting by. And obviously
no,
that's
accurate.
Frontalot, do you want to borrow a cup of nanobots?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah. Come on over.
They've been working overtime keeping your beard bushy and shiny. But
yeah, they're beard nanobots, but they do a pretty good job.
They can be repurposed. Yeah. Squeeze them the right way. They'll fix your spinal fluid.
They're stemobots.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for sharing your insight with us and preparing us better for the future. We appreciate it.
Hooray.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
But it's only 32 years away.